We turn now to New York City and the recovery work going on there. NPR's John Burnett is standing by. He is just north of the World Trade Center. And John, can you tell us what the latest is there right now? What does it look like?
Hi, Lisa. Well, actually, that rain that you all heard about in the last couple of days has really cleaned a lot of the ash off the streets, and so it's the streets are remarkably less muddy than they were a couple of days ago. There are quite a few sightseers out taking pictures of some of these devastated vehicles they pulled out of Ground Zero. I'm hearing from rescuers that there have been some flare-ups today as some of the debris is moved and opened. It allows oxygen in, and some of the smoldering fires flare up, and then the fire departments have to pour some water on it. Some department officials said it could well be 6 to 8 weeks before these fires are finally put out. More bodies coming out today. Several said they've seen several body bags come off, and these four-wheel ATVs. And I asked one of the detectives from the New York Police Department who had been helping out what that was like when he encountered bodies, and he said he actually is relieved that now there is one family that will be able to have a funeral and know what became of their loved one.
The numbers of people reported still unaccounted for are now around 5,000. Have you been close enough to see yourself body bags being taken out?
No, I have not seen them.
So you've heard reports about that?
That's right.
Thanks, John. NPR's John Burnett talking to us from Lower Manhattan, just north of where the World Trade Center Twin Towers once stood.